In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So today being the day after the feast of Holy Theophany, we celebrate the synaxis of the holy prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John. We honor him for his role in that holy feast of Theophany as part of God's plan for salvation. As he preached, prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight. He began his preaching from the earliest age, even before his birth, when the Theotokos came to greet his mother. He knew his Lord was close and leapt in the womb. I love it. St. John, throughout his life, lived very ascetically. He's often said to have lived an angelic life, not because he became an angel. He's human, not an angel. We don't become the other and they don't become us. But he lived his life as if he were dwelling in heaven and had no need of material desires. He didn't concern himself with them more than necessary. And together with the Theotokos, St. John the Forerunner provides us for an excellent example of the monastic ascetic life. Now, John's preaching, we have a couple little snippets throughout the gospel. He preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Be baptized with confession of sins. He taught people to clean up their life and let them know the Messiah is coming. This is how we prepare the way of the Lord and make his path straight in our life, with our family, and with our community. We repent. We renew our baptism by confessing our sins. If some aspect of our life is not holy, we make the adjustments. And don't wait. For Christ has come. He is coming. And he will come again. Now, our culture gives us a different set of instructions. It tells us if you want to be successful, ignore any weaknesses or struggles you have, but rather accumulate stuff. That'll fill the void. Take pride in that. Or rebel and take pride in that. Use others for your own gain and gratification and be proud that you have surpassed them by stepping on them. But pretending that we don't struggle leaves very little room for God's mercy and greatness in us. St. Paul said, I will not boast except of my weaknesses. And a little bit later, he recounts our Lord saying, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I will not boast except of my weaknesses, for the Lord's power is made perfect in weakness. This absence of pride, of allowing our shortcomings to be present, to acknowledge them, and to bring them to Christ. This absence of pride opens us to be filled with God, with his power, with his love, and with his mercy. So this current feast manifests to us a double example of humility. We see the divine humility of Christ in his baptism. His condescension into the waters of baptism, submitting himself to his creation for our sake. For the sinless one has no sins that are in need of being washed clean. He has no repentance that he needs to make for the forgiveness of sins. And yet, out of love for us, he lowered himself and accepted baptism by John for our salvation. We also see this great example of St. John in acknowledging the presence of God. If there's, well, there are many phrases that kind of exemplify the Christian life, but I think this one is certainly high among them. St. John, when he spoke of Christ, he said, "He must increase and I must decrease. I need to get out of his way in my life so that he can fill me up." St. John's entire life, his conception, his birth, his ministry, and even his death and after death, was not about him. He never made it about him. But he's always like he is in this icon, pointing to Christ. That's why his hand is this way. He's pointing us to remember Christ. He is this great example of humility. Human humility requires setting aside our ego. Now, this is not the false humility of self-deprecation. Sometimes, you know, someone pays us a compliment and we're not quite sure how to accept it. And, oh, no, shucks. But identifying and accepting my lowliness relative to God, this is the only worthwhile comparison. Christ is there. I am here. I need to take steps toward him. Now, both examples of humility, the divine and the human, in this feast are given in love, without resentment, without expectation of recognition. So let us join the forerunner and Baptist in his ministry of pointing to Christ. First, pointing ourselves to him in humble repentance, and then witnessing to others in faith. In the gospel, St. John proclaimed, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, for he was before me.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." May God be glorified in us. Amen.